علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 53rd letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he is giving some important guidelines to Malik Ashtar, who was chosen as the governor of Egypt. And those are points that we or any manager can use and apply in his life. And these are very, very good. And these are very, very good, you can say, pieces of guidance that can transform an institution if it applies them well. In one of those statements, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the people who you choose, that means if you are a leader and you need to choose people into your system, especially when it comes to sensitive areas like in government positions, he says that they should be from good households, religious households, and they should also have a kind of a precedence in Islam. They should be the early acceptors of Islam and of the true path. Inshallah, we shall discuss about this in the coming segment.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam starts to give some insights as to why these people who are from religious households and who have a precedence in Islam, that means they were early in accepting Islam and they have lived an Islamic life for a long time, why are these more, acceptable people to handle positions? He says, because فَإِنَّهُمْ أَكْرَمُ أَخْلَاقًا. It's because these people are more noble in their moral traits. أَكْرَمُ أَخْلَاقًا. That means their morals are higher and more qualitative than other individuals. And why do we say so? See, a person's household has a very strong influence in their morality. In issues like love of the world, jealousy, anger, and all of these other negative moral traits, and other positive moral traits like kindness, love, towards individuals, a real concern towards people. All of these moral traits are built in a household. And therefore, this becomes a very good litmus test for one who is trying to choose people into sensitive positions. He knows that, look, at least this person who has been in a moral household, in a religious household, will have had a good tarbiyah, a good training. And therefore, his akhlaq or her akhlaq will be more better, more, you can say, pristine and better suited for such a position. And also those that have gone through Islam for a longer period of time, meaning they have been in touch with the Holy Quran for a longer period of time. The Quran, which is a purifier of the hearts. They have been applying the teachings of Islam for a longer period of time. Rather, they have been under the training hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam for a longer period. It is natural that such individuals will have greater aptitude towards taking sensitive positions and roles. As I say, this is general. There could be exceptions whereby certain individuals are more receptive at a shorter period of time. But this is just a general principle for one who is trying to look at a quick litmus test for accepting people into sensitive positions.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, Imam Ali al-Islam goes on to say another reason why these are better suited for roles in sensitive positions. He says, وَأَصَحُّ أَعْرَاضًا. He says, فَإِنَّهُمْ أَكْرَمُ أَخْلَاقًا. He says, وَأَصَحُّ أَعْرَاضًا. That means they have a higher caliber in terms of being pure. أَصَحُّ أَعْرَاضًا. That means they are more careful about sensitive issues. They are more careful about issues that need to be hidden. One of those issues that need to be hidden, for example, their relationships with others, with other women, if it's a woman, with other men, how chaste they are. So they have chastity within them. أصحو أعراض. أعراض basically comes from the word عرض, which means something that needs to be protected, something that you need to be very, that you need to protect with fervor. Okay, and unfortunately in English there is no word for that proper word. I tried a lot to search about these things, but unfortunately in English we don't have adequate terminologies for these wonderful Islamic terms. So we talk about عرض, or we talk about غيره. Unfortunately, the English translations are jealousy. While jealousy is a negative term, but here it means to be protective about certain things that require attention and that are sensitive issues. For example, to do with your wife. Okay, let's say if it's a man, to do with his wife, he has to be protective about his wife in a way that people should not look at her in a bad way, or should not have a relationship with her in a negative form. They themselves need to be careful about how they form relationships with others. See, these are very important points, inshallah, that I shall elaborate in the coming session. What do we mean by they are asahu a'radan? That means they are more careful, or they are better, or they are more pure in terms of these sensitive issues that need protection. Inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه